we're going to listen in now on what might be the most awkward negotiation in the history of the oil business. Robert Smith and Stacey Vanek Smith of our Planet Money podcast drove to a field in the Midwest with a briefcase full of $100 bills. They thought the best way to understand the oil business is to get into the oil business, buying it, transporting it, and refining it. As we heard on Morning Edition, to get the legal standing to do that took months of paperwork. Once they had the green light, Robert and Stacey had to set their price.
Our crude oil has been waiting for this moment for millions of years, underneath what is now a cow pasture in Kansas.
That's where we meet up with Jason Bruns in that cow pasture. He's the man pumping the oil into a big black tank.
Oh, that's deep. Can you yell something down there?
Hello?
He says there's oil down there, and it seems legit, but we don't know yet how much it's worth.
It always seems like there's one price for oil that goes up and down.
But every individual oil deal is different. Jason makes a pitch that his oil is worth more.
It's sweet oil. It's good oil. It's light oil. It's not thick. It's not heavy crude. It's the sweet crude, what people want.
That means it's easier to refine into gasoline. Less work for the refinery means it should fetch a higher price.
And then there is the matter of transportation. It's hard to truck crude oil, so the closer to the refinery, the higher the price. Jason says this oil is mere miles from the big pipelines of Oklahoma.
The more southern Kansas you are, the sweeter your crude is, the more they pay.
So it's like location, location, location?
Yeah.
Now, on the way over here, we had heard on the radio that oil was selling worldwide for $40 a barrel. But Jason, he pulls out his phone and he shows us a long list of what oil's been fetching around these parts.
Oklahoma Sweet, that's our column. Right now, the average on Oklahoma Sweet is $41.83 for the month.
I thought it was Kansas Sweet, though.
Yeah, we are in Kansas.
Yeah, we are in Kansas.
Are you pulling a fast one here?
Why should we pay Oklahoma Sweet prices?
Because that's what the other oil truck that'll come, if you don't get it, will pay me.
I pull up another list of prices lower than Jason's prices on my phone. And then he makes a counteroffer.
$41.80, probably.
Wait, you just knocked 3 cents? He just knocked 3 cents off of that.
I feel you. I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking.
We did offer to throw in lunch.
And I bring out our secret weapon. I open up a black briefcase, and I show him what's inside.
Oh, yeah. Cash money. Yeah.
In $100 bills, Jason is beaming. And he agrees to $40 a barrel.
100 barrels. Almost enough to fill a tanker truck. Let's do the handshake. All right.
All right, deal.
That was like a $4,000 handshake.
Not that I don't trust you, but let me count this. It'll be all right.
Now, there are taxes to be paid. There will be paperwork.
Lots of paperwork.
But essentially, Planet Money, NPR, now owns a truck full of oil.
Now, we just have to figure out a way to get it out of here. That's the next episode. Stacey Vanek Smith.
And Robert Smith, NPR News, outside Wellington, Kansas.
Support for Planet Money comes from TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is dedicated to helping those who teach, heal, and serve others achieve a lifetime of financial well-being. Learn more at TIAA.org.